Welcome to Rugged Rants, a tough and yes, maybe at times bold conversation on the future of innovation and what we can expect as work changes. I'm your host today, Susan Campbell. Today's podcast is about the mobile workforce and how work is changing. And our guest today is Magnus McDermott. Magnus is the Senior Vice President of Mobility Solutions USA and Vice President of Enterprise Solutions Canada. He's here to share insights on what he's hearing from Panasonic customers and how work is changing. So let's dive right in. Hey, Magnus, how you doing?
Good, Susan. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So you are like the mobile poster child, Canada and the US. And so you're always on the move.
Touch of Latin America as well, actually. So yes, I get both sides of the border, see lots of different perspective from different countries. It's quite interesting.
Good. So I bet you'd put your devices through the test and take them to their limits. So let's talk about, you know, what we mean by the mobile workforce and, you know, who is a part of that? What industries are we really seeing mobility as a critical factor for that industry to be successful?
Yeah, it's really evolved. I mean, our mobility products here at Panasonic have been around a long time, and they were quite specific really to just mobile field workers right in the beginning, police, ambulance, utility guys. I would say today mobility is pretty much standard across the board. It's just the application and the different types of device and where they're used that's changed. But pretty much everybody is using a mobile device of some description, whether it's rugged like we manufacture or just more in the consumer space. It's pretty much table stakes to everybody's workday now.
And the definition of mobility really changes too, along with advancements, right? I mean, when laptops first came out, it was so that you could move from one building, then go work in another building, right? And now you are working right along the way.
Well, absolutely. I mean, originally when Toughbook was formed, it was really to get customers from stopping to use pen and paper and clipboards and get them to use some software in predominantly vehicles or other, you know, warehouse or, you know, workforce type environments. I mean, as you say, you're working constantly. Email never stops, ever. And, you know, so that's, yeah, just this constant stream of data that people are dealing with.
Yeah, so we're talking about mobility in a vehicle, even on horseback. We've got police departments deployed on horseback or border patrol on horseback.
We have them on bikes. We have them on tanks. We have them pretty much any vehicle you can think of. I've seen Toughbooks used in all sorts of applications. That's one of the things I like about this business. You see them used in crazy places sometimes.
Well, that's good. We've all been known to go to a few crazy places. So,
especially you, Susan.
Yeah, it's good to know we can take our Toughbooks with us. The one place I won't be using it on is the platform for the Great White Shark Expedition, though. I know they use Toughbooks, but no, thank you. I'm not going to go there. So what are some of the challenges? I mean, we talk about having rugged as an essential component of our devices, but what are some of the challenges in terms of staying connected and being able to work wherever you are and wherever you're moving to?
Right. Well, I mean, I think when you look at the rugged product, when you say wherever you work is exactly right. I mean, the people who use our devices are not typically sitting in an office. They're not in, you know, a corporate type environment. They're, you know, out in outdoor, harsh environments, be it cold, be it heat, be it sunshine, be it rain. And, you know, they need the device to work and stay connected to do the job. Or they're in first responder type applications where, you know, either they're using it inside a vehicle or outside a vehicle or a combination of both. And that device is really their key window into the information they need to make good decisions. So, A, it has to work, and two, it has to work in lots of different harsh environments. Because if it doesn't, that person can't do their job, productivity stops, potentially there's safety issues, there's all sorts of things. So It's not like, you know, you have your phone in your pocket and you crack the screen and you go get another one. These are mission critical type devices.
Right, right. So in terms of that mission critical, you know, power source and back in the old days, there were the payphones and people would line up to use a payphone at the airport,
right? some pink slips with messages on.
Yeah, paper. Yeah. And now it seems like at an airport, the big fight for currency, if you will, is a power source. Got to charge before you get on the plane or charge before this or that. So how are those kinds of power source issues playing into this mobile workforce dynamic?
Oh, in many ways, I've been in that odd airport fight looking for a plug, you know, when you need to charge your phone. We tend to look at, you know, what is the average workday or the extended workday of somebody using the device? And, you know, we tend to look at the sort of 12-hour shift, if you like, as the sort of bare minimum of what people need to do their jobs. And then some technology that allows them to swap a battery quickly so that device can run essentially 24 hours a day. We don't need them running out of juice at 3 p.m. in the afternoon if they're still working till 6.
And what about what the customers are telling us about their challenges with mobility or challenges with getting a workforce to be comfortable being in a mobile environment or, you know, not having desk sort of space and working on the go?
Well, I mean, I think most people are comfortable with the mobile device, but you see the different applications changing and requirements changing, different demographics in certain industries as the workforce gets younger. Obviously, more handheld type devices are more prevalent. My son is 19. He can type 1,000 words a minute on a phone.
With two fingers,
with
his
two
thumbs.
Fingers, yeah. And while watching a video game and having a pizza. But he doesn't use traditional keyboards and laptops as much anymore. So I think there's going to be a natural shift to more tablet and mobile devices. But then you look at customers and how their work is changing. We talk about the changing workforce, but it's really how their work is changing. I was meeting with a large parcel delivery company a week or so ago, and they talked about, unlike Panasonic, where we've really shifted from consumer to B2B, their business has gone completely the other way because of e-retailing and e-commerce.
Right.
So where they used to ship one box to a retailer, now they ship 40 boxes to 40 different addresses. So that changes their warehouse operations, their logistics, how they deliver. And all of these changes means they need different types of devices and different types of applications in different parts of their operations. And it's a significant challenge for them.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, too, their workforce is asking for the change in technology based on the technology that they have available in their personal lives? You know, are they looking for similar interfaces or, you know, similar ease of use of things?
Sure. I mean, I think particularly around the handheld, people use these all the time. It pretty much runs your life now. So I think there's an expectation when you come into the workforce, there will be some similarity. And then you get into more specific things. I mean, if you're driving a forklift truck in a warehouse, I don't think your expectation is you're going to have the same device as you use to, you know, listen to your music.
Right.
But in terms of maybe application and user interface, absolutely, yes.
Let's shift gears just a little bit here and talk about the challenges that our customers are having with some of the mobile nature of work, right? So they need flexibility, and the longevity of computers that are rugged offer some challenges because they last long and they need to be flexible. So how are we addressing things like that?
I think by building a variety of different platforms. I mean, our traditional clamshell notebook business, I think there's always going to be a part of the market that needs that. And then we've moved into more two-in-one devices where you may, you know, in certain parts of your day want that clamshell, and other parts you want to be able to take that tablet out of your office, out of your vehicle to do more mobile applications. And then there's smaller form factor tablets, and then into the pure sort of handheld side. And, you know, there's also OS changes that come with that as well. We're starting to see more of a shift in more to Android from Windows. I mean, obviously Windows has has been around for a long time in the notebook space. But as we go into the more handheld mobile, it's more web applications, some more Android applications. So it's tying that sort of infrastructure of devices and infrastructure of applications together for customers that's also becoming quite important.
We talked about payphones a little while ago. So this is kind of back to that era of old school when connectivity was a challenge. You know, I remember dial-up broadband, you know, before broadband connections and early wireless connectivity where you had a minute plan and you had to stick to your minute plan and you had to wait until you got to back to the office if you needed to download some big files. So what, how is connectivity today kind of changing that? I mean, that's changing how we work, right? So now we have global connectivity. How is that driving change?
Well, I mean, the expectation is you're always connected. I mean, I remember quite well standing with my brick phone next to a payphone and thinking, who would spend $2 a minute to make a call, cell phone call? But I'm showing my age there. Now, the expectation is, doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, that you will have access to, you'll have mobile access. I mean, that's just a sort of given now. You occasionally drive through a spot on a highway and you kind of lose your cell signal and you kind of, it's like you've lost your mind for 10 minutes, you know. So, you know, that presents some challenges in terms of infrastructure for wireless, in terms of cost certainty for customers. You know, you mentioned, you know, crossing borders, roaming charges, going to different countries, working on aircraft now. I mean, the people now use Wi-Fi on aircraft. They stay connected constantly. So, I don't know if it's definitely changing the production level. It's the connection back to work. Sometimes I feel we need to disconnect a little bit as well to get some peace. But so it's just that complete, constant 24/7 connectivity allows customers to run applications and do things they couldn't do 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, and I know Panasonic recently had the P180 connectivity, wireless connectivity globally service become available so that there was no country
right
delineation. And
yeah, we worked hard with some partners to put that together. There's certainly demand. Certain customers operate on a global basis. They send people, you know, particularly transportation companies, airlines, people like that who have staff who may be in 10 different countries in the space of, you know, 6 weeks. And they don't want to deal with roaming. They don't want to deal with
switching SIM cards.
All of these different things. Or, so the P180 is a great, you know, by its name, it operates in 180 different countries. So you can get off the plane or boat or whatever you, however you got there, fire up your device and you're able to work with a level of confidence about what it's going to cost. At the end of the day, that you're not going to get some crazy bill from your provider that you've spent all these sort of roaming charges that you're getting.
Your modem didn't turn off
exactly,
when you were in another
yes,
country.
Yes,
yeah,
I can tell you a story about that in my past as well. But anyway, they're going to get the best level of service that's available from whatever carrier is available, and also that you're going to pay a standard cost for that as well.
So covering your two countries as you do, you talk to lots of customers, and I'm sure that customers say the darndest things sometimes. And what are the sort of new horizon or new challenges or things that push in the envelope? What are people looking for from where to take the mobile workforce next?
Well, I mean, as you say, we deal with lots of different industries, lots of different customers, so everybody's a little bit different. I mean, I think... In the US and Canada, we have sort of three distinct areas where we do most of our business. So one is around federal, if you look at in the US. All the sort of technology and solutions development around mobility, drone devices, how do you take, you know, smaller, lighter, more secure? I mean, obviously security mm-hmm. for these guys is so important. A lot of it is centered around, you know, delivering the applications and how you bundle these applications with the device. The device is really just becoming the kind of center of an ecosystem, whereas in the past it was simply a device to do stuff, a particular task. Now it's a sort of technology hub for delivering applications. And so we have to adapt to that, work with different partners. Outside of that, you look at supply chain logistics enterprise. They have, you know, as I mentioned, e-commerce is changing their business dramatically. So again, they're looking for Panasonic and our devices to be at the sort of center of you know, how they fix some of the issues they have in terms of operational changes, you know. You buy everything today online and it's free shipping. Well, shipping isn't free.
You just don't have to pay
money.
For it.
You don't somebody have to pay for it, but somebody has to pay for it. So that drives down margins. It makes them look for efficiencies all over their business. And if the device can help them do that in some way, that's what we're looking to help.
Yeah, efficiencies and visibility too. The way information is moving so quickly, and
absolutely,
you know, track my pizza from the time it's ordered to made to cooked to where's the guy in the delivery car.
The Uberization of the world. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, gotta love it. So awesome. Well, thank you so much, Magnus. I really enjoyed talking with you today. I enjoyed your energy and your ideas.
Thank you, Susan.
And that wraps it up today from Rugged Rants. I'm Susan Campbell, your host, and that's another episode. Tune in to hear fellow co-hosts Craig Jakowski or Barry Ross on a whole range of topics, each a tough and bold conversation on the future of innovation and what we can expect as work continues to change.